keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Reno County Commissioners approve emergency funding to keep the WIC program operating during the government shutdown. It comes as federal funding for the program is expected to run out tomorrow. A Lawrence intersection was evacuated yesterday as a bomb squad responded to a report of a grenade found in a home. A man called 911 after he discovered it behind drywall while he remodeled. The bomb squad took the grenade for proper disposal. And President Trump sets his sights on the disappearance of Kansas native Amelia Earhart. Yesterday was the deadline for FBI agents to comply with an order to hand over records about the investigation. The U.S. government suspects that she crashed in the ocean when her plane ran out of fuel. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
When's the last time your walls got a little love? If they're looking tired, faded, or just plain uninspired, it's time for a change. Right now at Miller Hardware and Downs, during the Valspar Fall Savings Event, you can save up to $75 on Valspar paint. September 26th through October 4th. Whether you're adding a pop of color, brightening a room, or finally covering up that oops moment, Miller Hardware has the shades and supplies to bring your vision to life. Stop by Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, or Saturdays, 8 to 4. Miller Hardware, where fresh color meets hometown care.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local Weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 60. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 57.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
It's the 83rd Jewel Corn Show, October 9th through 12th. Decades of fun for the whole family. Exhibits open Thursday and the Friday night. Bring your mower, ATV, golf cart, or whatever to join in the dice run at 6. Saturday kicks off with the Jewel Fun Run, the car show, and vendors downtown. Attend the parade at 10:30. Afterwards, enjoy the famous barbecue meal at the fire station. That afternoon, join in on the games in the park, the cornhole tourney, the road rally at 3, and enjoy live music that night. Henry Tice opening for the Gary Frost Band. On Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30, fill your bellies with the soup dinner, then tour the newly remodeled Jewel Apartments. Find all the details on the Jewel Corn Show Facebook page.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living, for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs really have not in the past had a lot of trouble on special teams when it comes to penalties, but in their loss on Monday night to the Jaguars, whether it was holding or Harrison Butker's kickoff out of bounds late in the contest that put the ball at the 40 for the Jaguars, that was on the drive that led to their go-ahead touchdown. Andy Reid spoke to the media on Wednesday, and he discussed trying to cut down on special teams penalties.
I always go back just to the basics, you know, the angles that you take are so big on special teams, to put yourself in position to block, and so you're doing it in space, so you got to be very disciplined that you don't let your hands grab any cloth and so on. So you got to be real careful with that. So, but just the best way to do it is you go out and practice fast with it, and so that's what we'll do. Try to put guys in, you know, try to get them where they get it the right angles and get in the right position.
The Chiefs and the Lions will do battle on Sunday Night Football at 7:20 p.m. on Sundown on NBC. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Kansas Volleyball Association released its weekly rankings for week 5 this week. In Class 4A, Clay Center 25-2 is ranked number 1. Class 3A, Silver Lake 32-1 is ranked number 1. Holt 19-7, Halstead 20-5, Hoisington 20-5-4. Beloit comes in at 5, 22-7. Holcomb 24-4, Trinity Academy 15-4, Marantha Christian Academy 26-4, Heston 16-8, Riverton 10, 23-3. Class 2A, Ellenwood 27-0 was 1. Hillsboro, Moundridge, Oakley 27-0, Medicine Lodge 29-2, Rossville, Valley Heights, Jefferson County North, Sedgwick, and Marine Academy 10, 21-7. Class 1A, Division 1, Little River 26-2 was 1, Centralia 2, 24-5, Wabunsee 20-5, South Cray 22-2, Spearville 21-4-5, Rock Hills is 6, 26-1, Gossel 7, 18-9, Greeley County 17-7, Quinner 18-6, 9-0, Onega 10, 15-7. Class 1A Division 2, Hanover is 23-4, they're ranked number 1, Ingalls 2, Meritazine 3, Argonia 4, Victoria 5, 21-2, Lynn 6, 20-5, Shylin 7, Waverly 8, Dighton 9, and Axtell 19-11 is 10. Thunder Ridge football coach Joel Struckoff says they continue to work on red zone scoring. They scored a little better last week against Frankfort, but he says it's going to be a huge challenge this Friday against the skill players and a great Beloit St. John's Tipton team that they saw in the Jamboree. Both teams are a lot different this week, but he says we still got to get in the red zone and score in order to compete with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, like you said, St. John's has got a lot of athletes, so you just have to be ready to play football right away and know where those athletes are. Yeah, you know, you've got the Hurricane kid, pretty good athlete, you know, great basketball player, and they've got a very good basketball team, and they're all kind of built like basketball players, and they just like to throw the ball around, so we've just got to be very disciplined on defense and know what's going on, and then on offense, like you said, we have to be efficient in the red zone. We can't give up points this week where we say we should have scored. We're going to half score this week. So just being efficient on off.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.